This is Andrew J. Campo of the Whittier Daily News, and I'm here with Coach Frank Mazzotta of the La Habra High School football team. The Highlanders recently released their 2010 schedule, and I just wanted to go through it with Coach Mazzotta. Coach, what a schedule indeed. You look from week zero to all the way down to week 10, quite a few challenges, and let's go through week by week. I guess week zero, that's the big one. You're listed as playing Orange Lutheran at Orange Coast College. I think you said it's still tentative, the college, but tell me about the matchup anyway.
Yeah, interestingly enough, we wanted to try a zero-week game for the first time ever. We've been pretty solidly against it, but it came about that we had an opportunity to try it, and this Orange Lutheran deal came up that it's a one-year contract. They're contracted to go somewhere else next year out of state, so it worked out pretty good for us. I mean, a one-year try, you know, why not? When you try to schedule teams, it becomes difficult because it's not like you can just go through a book and pick, I think I'll play those guys this year. It has to match up properly, you know, with your schedule and obviously the people that have open games. And it just so happened to be Orange Lutheran. And our philosophy is always going to be, you know, we're going to try to play, obviously, top-notch teams. Because we can't schedule our league games. We can only schedule preseason. We're going to try to find as many top-notch teams as we can, and that'll push us and make us better, something we can learn from, win or lose, and make us better for the long run.
We go into week one, and you face La Mirada at home. It'll probably be a lot different. At least I think it'll be different than the game that you two played last year. What do you expect from them, Coach?
You know, the same thing I expected last year. You know, they got tough kids. I know Coach Machete's telling people they've got like six Division I football players on this team, and if that's the case, they should be unbelievably good. You know, anytime you get that many scholarship type athletes, that definitely puts a scare into you as an opponent. But we're gonna continue to do things we do and try to play our best that night. It is a home game for us. It'll be the first one of the year, so I know the kids will be excited, the crowd will be excited, and it's two CIA champions, you know, going at it again, and I think it's great for the communities. We're so close, and so many kids know each other, and we've got a lot of respect for Mike and what he's done with the program, and Kim Brooks and the help that he's given Mike to put La Mirada, you know, basically back on the map.
Coach, you know, La Mirada has spoken highly about your program, about wanting to get up to that level, and they've mentioned how big it is for their community. Do you feel it's also big for your community to have a healthy and a strong La Mirada?
I don't know if it's necessarily good for our community to have a healthy, strong La Mirada, but I know it makes for great football in our area. And anything that makes our area great, because no matter what, you know, if they're doing well, then it'll bring respect to our program. You know, here we are playing at La Mirada. I think the same thing goes for them. At minimum, you know, whether we don't like each other at that time or we hate each other the day of the game or whatever, ultimately both programs are good. It brings respect to the football in our area. So I guess in that sense, yeah, it is important that La Mirada is strong.
We go to week two, Servite at Cerritos College. Another huge matchup, another great draw. How did you come about getting a contract with Servite?
Again, one of those things, you know, you're looking for opening games. We were dropped by South Hills in that week, and you're looking for a game, and there's not many out there, and when it comes down to it, sometimes you think about distance and travel, and, you know, I really don't want to go drive an hour and a half to play Vista Marietta, let's say, and play an outstanding team, and, you know, people in our area may not know anything about them. I know one thing, everybody in our area knows who Servite is and what Servite's about. And again, utmost respect for that type of program. It's a private school. It's a state champion, a Pac-5 CIF champion. I mean, we're not going there thinking, you know, we're going to go in there and, you know, teach those guys a lesson. I mean, we're walking in there very respectfully, and we're just happy. And I think, you know, thankful that those guys are giving us an opportunity, because they could have easily looked at us and said, why would we bother playing those guys, you know? I really, you know, am happy that they're giving us a chance to line up and play, because that puts you at risk anyway, you know? I mean, we're not a bad football team, and, you know, anything can happen on a weird night, and I got to applaud them for putting us on the schedule.
Coach, you know, the interesting thing is, if you look at the two of the first three games against big-time Orange County programs, Is any of that have to do with maybe getting respect, or do you feel that your team is already well respected within Orange County?
I think we're well respected, and I think we're at our spot. We're definitely not walking around their chest out and let's go play those guys now. You know, we've won two Southwest champions. Let's go play those guys. You know, I mean, I'm as honest as I can be. It really came down to who had opening games, who's the best on the schedule out there. And it definitely will make our football program better. There's no doubt about it. Win or lose, tight game, blowout, whatever, I know we'll leave a better football program for playing those guys. It's just we're fortunate that it worked out the way it did.
Week three, Downey at home. Tell me about that matchup, Coach. Like you said earlier, what a huge school with such a tremendous draw of kids. You don't know what you're going to get each year. What do you expect?
I expect, obviously, good talent. I mean, Downey High School is in a great area, right down the 605 freeway there. They've got a tremendous student body, numbers-wise. The coaches have done a really good job of, you know, kind of bringing Downey back a little bit. We had a tight game for a while last year until we kind of pulled away a little bit. But for the most part, they're going to be solid. They're going to work. They're going to be tough in the game. You know, game night, they're going to have good size. They're going to have athletes at the skill positions. It's a great game for us to see how we match up, you know, with a team with that kind of skill.
Next week, St. John Bosco at their place. Was that something that was set up with Kiki or with the current administration?
Kiki and I and Jason Negro, the current head coach, we all sit on the CIF committee, advisory board for football. And I had talked to Kiki during the season about possibly playing a game, and because he said he was open like 3 or 4 weeks, so we figured we'd give it a try. You know, we're probably going to drop maybe a San Clemente or something like that. That was definitely a far drive, and with this economy the way it is, it's a pain in the butt with buses and all that stuff. So San Clemente was probably going to get dropped from our schedule, and we're talking about picking up Bosco, and so we did ink the deal with Kiki Mendoza, and then unbeknownst to us, you know, a couple weeks later, Jason Negro, the head coach at Tribeco Hills, we beat the last 2 years to end their season. He's now the head coach at Bosco. He's going to do a great job. He's a really good coach. I thought Kiki did a great job, but it'll be interesting to see what maybe new life and new energy that Jason can bring to the Bosco program.
Coach, you know, that ends the non-league schedule, and I guess one of the interesting omissions is Los Alamitos, a team that you've played the last few years. I guess, why are they not on the schedule this year?
You know, we tried to re-up that schedule, that game, for another 2 years, and they had already went out and scheduled Santa Margarita. So it kind of caught us off guard, and there's no ill will or anything. I know that our staff and you know has the most respect for them, and they've been very respectful of us. They've beaten us, you know, six straight times, so I thought they just want to continue, you know, beating us. And we found out they dropped us, and that's fine. You know, teams want to go in other directions. And again, I still applaud them for giving us an opportunity to play them, because it would have been easy to say, look down and say, why are we playing those guys, you know? Because bottom line is we're still kind of a threat from a lower division, and getting an opportunity to play the big guys, I think, says a lot by those guys. We're appreciative that they played us for 6 years.
And I'll read off the league. Actually, after St. John Bosco, you have a bye, and then weeks six at home against Fullerton, week seven away at Buena Park, week eight you are the designated home team against Sonora, week nine at Troy, and week 10 home to Sunny Hills. Just briefly, because I know it's really early, what are your expectations for some of these teams in the league? Who are some of the teams that you feel are really going to step it up this year?
I think Troy's on the upswing again. I know they've kind of dropped after the Derek Coleman and the Sweeney team they had a few years back, but I think they're on the upswing. I know Jim Burton does a great job getting the kids ready to go. They do run a style of offense that's difficult to deal with sometimes, but I think because we've played them so much now, it's not difficult for us anymore in that regard, but it does still put strain on you. I mean, they do things so precisely in that wing tee that it can make it rough, and if they have the right players, it makes it really, really rough. I think Fullerton has an opportunity, again, to be somewhere in the mix. I'm not sure they'll be as good as they were in 07 and 08, but I definitely think that they'll always be in that mix. They've got tough kids. And then obviously the other guys round out the league. I think John Caffrey. I I think he's going to do a fine job. I know no one's going to work harder, you know, at the offseason and things like that, getting his team ready. And I thought they did a nice job last year. And it'd be nice to see someone at Sunny Hills stay for more than 1 year and put their life into it a little bit and see what happens.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll be following you throughout the season and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Andrew.